Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Question that we have made many important strides in securing our country from terrorism since 9/11. But the threat continues to evolve. In some ways, the threat today may be at its most heightened state since the attacks nearly 10 years ago.
But I think if you just take those three pieces of evidence right there and add 2 + 2 + 2, you have the U.S. government letting Mutsalab on the plane with an intentionally defective bomb. The war on terror is a fraud, and it's being used in a manner to take away your rights for whatever reason.
In addition to the core Al-Qaeda group, which still represents a threat to the United States despite its diminished capabilities, we now face threats from a number of Al-Qaeda associates that share its violent extremist ideology. Among these groups, we are also seeing an increased emphasis on recruiting Americans and Westerners to carry out attacks. They are also encouraging individuals in the West to carry out their own small-scale attacks, which require less of the coordination and planning that could raise red flags and lead to an attack's disruption.
In my 16 years of deep research, it has become clear the number one threat to any sovereign free nation is its military. Look at Nazi Germany, look at Latin America, look at Asia, look at Africa, look at Eastern Europe. When you build up a giant paramilitary police force, it almost always tries to take over the society. In the last 12 years, we've watched an acceleration of militarization of police. We've watched threat fusion centers. The 10 FEMA regions expand. The Governor's Council. I've been to urban warfare drills where our own military is training to lock down and barricade and blockade U.S. cities and confiscate our firearms. This whole program accelerated after 1999 when Congress got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. It allowed private central banks to issue unlimited counterfeit financial instruments, known as derivatives. And we've heard that, oh, the military and the police state, the TSA, it's for Al-Qaeda. But now we see checkpoints in Tennessee run by the Army, shutting down highways, searching citizens. We see them in New York State with X-ray machines. We see it all over the nation. We see Marines running illegal checkpoints for DUI in California. And when the governors and others complain, they're told, sit down and shut up. It's under Homeland Security. It's under continuity of government. And now, as the world implodes, as the derivatives dollar devaluation crisis expands, we're seeing the police and military being called out against the general.
All right, that video's from, what, a couple years ago. See the full video online, DHS Endgame. We're live. It's Friday. Big show coming up. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, GCNLive.com. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidity, waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Friends, we are here fighting tyranny in a fast and furious way. You see, evil has always been in the world, but there's always been good as well. There's different forces in history. And every action we engage in, every decision we make affects that some balance of what will control the world, good or evil. The problem with good is that you get a good generation that generally defeats certain destruction and tyranny. Such incredible freedom and liberty brings so much wealth that the population becomes extremely decadent within just a few generations. I'm surprised the United States, with all of its liberty and freedom, and it hadn't been perfect, but compared to others, it's been the best we've ever seen. I'm surprised it's gone this long before falling into incredible degradation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, gold is turbo exploding today. We're going to be going over some of those numbers here on the air with talk of QE3 and the now big EU bond package plan that we told you years ago is what they would push. The very banks that have engineered the collapse have demanded bailout after bailout, which they get most of the money from, while blaming the public for the debt that they've been signed on to. And then they come out and sell the idea of a new mega bond which in the bond agreement, the nations sign over what little sovereignty they had left. In fact, it came out earlier this year. It's just amazing. EU planners at the highest levels of the European Central Bank said, we have to get rid of nationalism entirely if we're going to set up this new government for and by the banks. And they called it banker occupation themselves. They said, we have captured Europe. And there were jokes about it. Goldman Sachs captures Europe. Because they need to rub it in your face to make you feel absolutely helpless and hopeless. It's part of the occupier's domination tactic throughout history. And they went on to say that they needed to get rid of Euro sports team names that have associations with French or German or Spanish or Portuguese or Dutch or Italian, any of it. And just make it about, Euro teams with names like, T-Rex or, Cave Bear. I mean, they've actually had examples in there of, the Titans, the more like U.S. sports teams that, because we're one nation, so then, our teams are generally based just around mascots, except for places like Texas, because it's Texas teams, the Cowboys, the Texans. This is something that is important. Guys, I think the gate or something's been changed on my microphone. I can definitely hear changes. I'm sure some stuff went on with the microphones yesterday. We need to turn those back to however they were. Thank you. I can just hear the difference. I can hear the gate coming in and out on me. It's over-gating things here on me. Or this microphone's going out, which I love these Neumann microphones, but I guess me banging the table and hitting them over the years, sometimes they break. So this microphone may be going out as well. This is one of the repaired ones, right, from the last time I knocked it off the table on accident? Oh, that's a brand new one? Okay, well, as long as everything sounds okay to you in there, I know audio fluctuations when I hear it in my little ears. Okay, what's coming up here on the broadcast today? Lyndon LaRouche will be joining us, who I agree with his analysis of the geopolitical lay of the land. I don't agree with all of his solutions. I always have to proviso that because much to do has been made of Alex Jones has Lyndon LaRouche on. That means he's a communist. And then other publications say Lyndon LaRouche is extremely right-wing. And Jones is right-wing as he has him on. Lyndon LaRouche just had his 90th birthday, yesterday? Love him or hate him, they had a former CIA director call him the person with the most important private intelligence network in the world. Obviously, Lyndon LaRouche knows where a lot of the bodies are buried and is an extremely interesting person. And again, everybody we have here on the air, we have them here not just because I agree with everything they're saying. That's not the case in most cases. In fact, in all cases, I don't agree with what anybody says completely, including myself. Sometimes I hear rebroadcasts and I think I could have said that better, or I should have said it this way, or I don't really agree with what I said now that I've looked at it in hindsight. And I'm not like, some of the neocon groups or liberal groups criticize me for having Lyndon LaRouche on because it affects me. I'm just putting it out to show how they try to mentally referee and decide who can cover what, who can do what. The media got criticized, well, Drudge did, Matt Drudge, 4 or 5 years ago for reporting that Prince Harry was in Afghanistan. I mean, that's newsworthy. And the whole media reportedly knew about it but wouldn't report on it. And his story was pointing that out. And then now it's back in the news that he's back in Afghanistan to play the part of the hero after the orgy stuff came out. There's still the criticisms of how dare anybody cover this. Just this idea that you shouldn't have this person on, or you shouldn't go on that show, they have Reverend Wright on CNN. Does that mean CNN agrees with GD America? Well, probably they actually do, but it's a nation state. Now, the point is we're going to get into gold. It is, I'm going to do an economic report later. In fact, I got two guests coming up today. So can we just go ahead and get Ted Anderson on with a quick report on gold, say at 45 after John Harmon, see if he's actually there at the office, because Ted's been predicting this would start in early September. Not hard to predict. It normally happens, especially with talk of quantitative easing 3 coming up that'll trigger inflation big time. We're going to be having Ted come on the broadcast here a little bit later if we can get him. Gold is up to $1,700. $36.60 as we speak. That is up, well, 30 plus dollars, $36 just today. They had a flood of media saying gold isn't good to buy, it's evil, it's bad, don't buy it. Of course, George Soros, we reported 3 weeks ago, is buying up as much as he can. All these other elitists are buying up as much as they can. And they've done everything they can with paper in the markets, leveraging and naked shorting to try to drive down gold and silver. But the laws of finance, the laws of nature when it comes to currencies, says they can suppress it for a while, like holding a beach ball down at the bottom of the deep end. But pretty soon you're going to have to come up for breath. And when you finally let go of the beach ball, it's not just going to rise slowly from 10 feet of water. It's going to shoot out of the water. And they may grab it again and try to push it to the bottom. But each time they push it down, they can't push it down as far as they did the time before. That's why gold was $260 11 years ago, and now it's $1,700 and has been as high as almost $2,000. Because if you look at the graph, over 11 years, it's going straight up. Okay, it's going up. And there's little dips, but never down as far as it was before. Could they pull some incredible scam and drive it down to $1,000? Maybe, but then following these graphs, it'll go up to $3,000 the next time if they overdevalue it. I don't have gold as an investment. I have it as an emergency backup because I don't trust this government and the system. And I don't have that much. I have enough to take care of my family for a while and some silver. But you cannot trust the money in the banks. And more big banks, big financial institutions are just taking people's money. I've got articles here all over the country today, CBS News, where they just come and take people's houses that are paid in full, and they don't even have a mortgage with Wells Fargo, and they just take it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if they bought that house, 25 years ago, and that it was never even sold as a derivative. They're just taking it, and the courts are going to give it to them, and nothing's going to stop them. Just like they took the veterans' death benefits, just like they've got all the police and fire and city worker funds around the country. And those city workers will squeeze you to oblivion because they're told raise more money or everything will collapse when that's what's causing the collapse. They'll say give us a 20% carbon tax in California and everybody runs out of the state. They just don't understand it. Just like Greece and Spain and Italy, raise taxes, shuts the economy down, kills the tax base, less money comes in. Now you're in hot deeper to the bankers who loaned you fiat money to bail them out. And then now they own you. The fraud is so big. It's such a galactic-sized hoax. Now I want to get into huge news. This is probably the biggest news of the day. We'll cover it when we come back. White House circulating draft of executive order on cybersecurity. Remember 2 months ago or a month and a half ago, the cybersecurity bill that even CNET News, that's CBS, even Declan McCullough said is basically what Vladimir Putin's doing in Russia. It's totally draconian, total spying, internet taxes, controls, tracking, nightmarish. Absolutely nightmarish. Kick you off the web, fine you, fee you, no due process, hellish. Obama said, I'll look at executive order. The Hill reports White House circulating draft of executive order on cybersecurity. So look out, Jack. Obama said, hey, don't worry. And by the way, that thing has got all sorts of draconian anti-gun stuff in it. And he says the executive order will mirror the bill. See, oh, Congress won't shut down our power plants, our coal plants? Obama just says I sign an executive order. By the way, I give all my friends waivers. I mean, hey, this is called dictatorship. And Obama is a puppet himself, a teleprompter reading puppet. Presidents will come and go, but the office has been turned into a dictatorship for all intents and purposes. When the president tells the Congress he takes orders from NATO and the UN, baby, you're not just living in a dictatorship of the executive and bureaucracy. You're living in an occupation government saying, I take my orders from Europe. That's always been who's been taking this country over. That's who we've been having wars with, is those powerful families over there. When Bush had me arrested 15 years ago, when he was governor, for asking questions at a press conference at the end of his speech, he's supposed to give a press conference. I'd heard the speech before. It was on the agenda that at this time he'd take questions. They said no questions right before his speech. So at the end of his speech, I said, Governor, isn't it Europe through the CFR taking over America, the robber barons? And he looked at the state police, and they almost ripped my shoulder out of its socket. I roll over at night, and I'm in pain today. I'm not about to have surgery on it because I dared ask them a question. They bodily hurt me. You can watch that footage online. Just because I was like, hey, you say you want to take care of Texas, what about the New World Order? And he looked over at the state police and plain clothes. One of them, I guess, was a Texas Ranger and said, deal with him. And, boy, they showed me. I didn't resist. Very polite. Sure, I'll go outside. And they go, let me show you how it works. You don't ask questions in America. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to get into a White House circulating draft of executive order on cybersecurity. I mean, who needs Congress if they won't pass the bill? You just sign an executive order. I mean, why not? Why not just sign us over to Goldman Sachs publicly? But coming up in the next segment, before I get into that, I'm going to cover this. Time magazine writer jokes about dead fetuses beauty pageant at RNC. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'm friends, well, I've known for more than 15 years, the talk show host on this show. They're pretty liberal, and my first inclination was to not even cover this, just because I know it will be seen by some, you know, as stirring up trouble. But, I mean, when something's on the radio, it's on the radio. And when it has to do with dead kids, that's when, whatever, you know, the case is, I covered it. But I was driving into work yesterday morning at about 8 a.m., came a little bit earlier, got ready here instead of at home, and I was listening to 93.7, Dudley and Bob show. And I'm listening to it. It's the sister station of 590 AM. They also have an FM that broadcasts the shows. They have three stations. Well, they have like six or seven. It's MS-owned. They're nice folks. I've been on, I don't know, 6 years or so now on those stations. But the point is that, and I've been a guest on their show many times, I'm driving in and I hear Time Magazine. I'll just cover this now. You guys have that queued up. I'm driving in and I'm listening to Joel Stein of Time Magazine. And it sounds like he's like 10 years old. And the types of things they're talking about, the things they're going over, they're making fun of Republicans and they're making fun of Christians and how they read the Bible when they protest and things like that. And then he goes into dead fetuses and how the Republicans hold up images of dead fetuses, bloody dead fetuses. We're going to hear it here in a minute. And that he's learned to recognize the attractive ones and that they should have a beauty pageant for dead fetuses. And that was, you know, real funny. And folks were laughing about that. And the talk show hosts are going, hey, you know, I mean, they're laughing. But then they say, hey, you're going to get us in trouble. Well, not them in trouble. Why are you saying you're going to get in trouble? Who should get in trouble? And I don't mean having their free speech attacked. I have my free speech to say it's wrong. I have my speech. See, people say free speech is not criticizing somebody's speech. No, free speech is you got your speech, I got mine. And it's the fact that people that I know that are pro-abortion, most of them, they get off on it, they laugh, they say, you don't want those ugly black babies. You've heard those clips of abortionists. I've heard that my whole life. Speaking out against abortion in radio debates, protesting in abortion clinics, I've done that back when I was just on local TV and radio. I've gone out and protested it, and mainly just to tell the women, you know, there are charities that will pay you to have that baby and get the baby up for charity. They're not going to tell you that inside. You can be paid, I mean, a executive salary to have the kid. There's a backlog of people that want children. We have to import a babies to adopt. My family has done it. You know, you don't need to do it. Let me tell you the name of some charities. That's why you see these billboards up that say pregnant, need help. You know, don't want to have an abortion? Call us. There are more people wanting to adopt than there are even abortions each year. And they don't want you knowing that. Most of those women would end up turning around and leaving. But I'm digressing. The point is that I'm driving along, and even if you want to kill babies in the womb and say they're not human, and you think that type of dehumanization is okay and isn't dangerous, because now they're saying kill babies up to age three, the same eugenicist and bioethicist. I mean, top bioethicist journals. In fact, during the break, guys, you print me bioethics journals has killed children up to age three. They're now calling those fetuses. If you think that's okay, that's your issue. But when you make jokes about it and you talk about, see, the babies can't speak up for themselves. Imagine if we said, let's have a beauty pageant of chopped up black people. Let's see who the prettiest chopped up bloody black person is. You would have riots. Or if you said, let's see who the prettiest chopped up gay person is. And I have a bunch of gay people that have been shot with shotguns or hacked up with machetes. Let's have a beauty pageant and see who the most beautiful of the dead corpses is. There would be absolute outcry, and there should be. Okay? But the little babies, nobody's there to protect them. And I'm an extremist because as a human, the idea of women not knowing that's a child and they don't want you to have an ultrasound so you can see it, they want to chop it up because they're eugenicist. And then you make jokes about it and talk about beauty pageants. You are a piece of inhuman trash and filth, and you're going to hell. We're going to come back and play the clip.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thank you for joining us again. I'm Alex Jones, your host on this Friday, the 7th day of September 2012. I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. That'll be 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. Mountain, that's the coolest sounding time zone, isn't it? Mountain. I live in Mountain. Yes, it is Mountain out there. We're going to got some reports on gold exploding, governments, institutions, elites grabbing it up while telling you not to get it. But I want to cover this first, because there's all these world events and Israel saying they're getting ready to hit Iran, and there's, you know, giant news on the economy. We're going to get to all of it. But nobody in the mainstream media is standing up for children. It's trendy, it's cool, it's fun to make jokes and get real cheeky when you talk about abortion. And to say nobody wants these babies when it's the opposite. Let me tell you, the CPS has to kidnap healthy babies, especially from white folks. There's huge bounties on them. They can get a half mil for a raven-haired, blue-eyed girl. 200, 300 grand for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl or boy. I mean, there's quotas on these that's come out. They're hunting your children. A large portion of the CPS are pedophiles. That's why they have that job. They have a 50-plus percent turnover. in CPS nationwide, every state. Some areas higher because good people get in who are abusers children, because there are some bad parents. But statistically, CPS is 5 times worse physically, 7 times worse sexually, just department's own numbers. Look it up. That's the cover of even Time Magazine, and missed that. The shame of foster care. But, yeah, that's not general foster care, the family down the street that's helping kids. It's the big institutions, generally, they're the worst. So, yeah, let's throw them to the most dangerous people because they have, you know, examples of, you know, crackhead moms or whatever with starving kids. Well, they usually leave those kids with them, it comes out. They want those little babies. And they'll take black babies, Hispanic babies as well for adoption. And, of course, the families don't know where they're coming from when they're getting them. There's a big bounty on those folks as well. And I've had state senators on. One of them got her head blown off after she came on. She's like, I'm coming on next week. I have the proof, the racket, the payoffs for the kids. Dead. Her and her husband gunned down at their house. I mean, this is a mafia you're dealing with. You think black market art's the big business or drugs? No, it's kids. It's sex. It's just evil, ladies and gentlemen. And all of this is going on, and you've heard the abortion doctors that have been caught doing weird rituals with the dead babies. Well, yeah, who wants to sit there and do late-term abortions, chopping up, you know, 7, 8, 9-month-old babies? I mean, you got to be sick. They kill them outside the womb. It's incredible. They throw them in buckets of water. They chop them up. They sell them for medical experiments. And a lot of people don't want to hear this. They're like, I don't want to hear it. Listen, if you had an abortion and were lied to about it, it's okay. The pain will go away if you ask God to forgive you. Or if you don't even believe in God, just understand that you made a mistake and choose life. Choose to put value on humanity. The globalists want to tell us we're trash. They want to say old people are trash and children are trash and mentally retarded people are trash. Don't you understand what you do to the least of these you've done to me? That's Jesus Christ saying that. What you've done to the... He went on. Better for you to tie a millstone around your neck than to hurt the little ones. And the little ones are also the general public who are childlike. Taking advantage of ignorant people, taking advantage of dumb people, is one of the greatest sins. And I don't need to be a Christian to know that. My soul shakes with disgust because it's so unhealthy to have that type of attitude. It's so bad. It's so wicked. I know the old saying, the big fish eat the little fish. And the globalists have bought into this pure social Darwinistic view that whatever evil they do to us, it's okay because they're in charge. That means they're the fittest. No, cancer is not the fittest. It destroys the body. It destroys the host. You are parasites. You are not alphas. Alphas lead because they're strong and they have the greatest ideas and they are admired. They lead by example and they lift up the weakest. Parasites bring down the strongest and the weakest. And you bring the weak down to a level of destruction, and then the next group becomes the weak, and you bring them down, and it implodes systems. That will not get us to Alpha Centauris. That will not get us past a Type 1 civilization we haven't even reached yet. My goal is to win. And, you know, the globalists, they think generationally. They think multi-generationally. They think long-term. They teach us to think minute-to-minute. But they don't think minute-to-minute. They think decade to century. They think out into the future. They're following a plan. We can beat them because we have the plan. And the plan has a lot of faults. It's an old plan. It's strong because they don't leave the plan, but it's weak because they don't bury the plan. You understand that? And, okay, let's break this down because I got a lot of other news I need to get to. Imagine you're driving along in your car and you hear people that you've eaten with, you know, had drinks with over the years, gone to comedy clubs with. You don't agree with them politically, but you hear the snickering and the laughing about, you know, dead babies and bloody babies and beauty pageants for dead babies. And then you know that you'll be the square because you are repulsed by that. You are bad when you read the Daily Mail or the Associated Press. Doctors should have right to kill unwanted or disabled babies at birth as they are not a real person, claims Oxford Academic. And it's actually in a prestigious journal. Now, Watson at Infowars.com, Prismblog.com, he broke that a few months ago, and then others picked it up, which is, my point is, at first people thought the report was fake, even though we were linking to it by the big prestigious bioethics paper publication. But this is what Peter Singer says. He's the top guy over at Princeton saying bioethics, saying big animal rights guy. It's not about animals' rights. It's about saying you're scum. Is that humans are trash, humans are ugly. A baby has no more value than a mackerel. That you should be able to get rid of your children if you want to. It's this idea that we're below the animals, not just on par with them. So I'm driving in my car, and this needs to become a major story, because it's not just, you know, the Democrats trying to send back the fruit baskets and saying we don't want God put back in the or respect for religion put back on the Democratic platform. It's that it's just so, even if you don't like establishment religion, it's this frothing hate for people of faith and the disdain by these people who themselves have their own weird cultural religions of materialism or thinking they're part of an elite club when most of these so-called liberals aren't very intelligent. Chris Hedges is a smart liberal. People like Joel Stein are not. He's there to culturally scar your mind where you'll just accept anything. Because see, when you stand for something, that gets in the way of them running over you. When you've got a rudder, that means they can't just push you wherever they want. Time magazine writer jokes about dead fetuses, beauty pageant at RNC. This has now been picked up by LifeSite and some others. All they do is read scripture and have giant pictures of dead fetuses. And he went on to say, the conservative protesters, as they do, all they do is read the Bible, all they do is read scripture and have giant pictures of dead fetuses. Time responded. I've seen so many bloody fetuses that I can literally tell good-looking fetuses from ugly fetuses. You're now making fun of a dead human that never had a chance to be loved by its mommy or its daddy or see butterflies flying around, never had a chance to run around, little feet pattering on the floor, never had a chance. You just see them as ugly. You say my species is ugly. You say humanity is ugly. I say you're ugly. Continuing, I've seen so many bloody fetuses that I can literally... And I've seen so many. You're going to hear it. It's so funny. You're funny. You're a bully. Want to bully little babies in the womb where they think they're safe, chopping them up, and they're in there sucking their thumb. Make me sick. I've seen so many bloody fetuses that I can literally tell good-looking fetuses from ugly fetuses, Stein added, much to the amusement of the host. Stein then suggested that the dead fetuses should be entered into a beauty pageant. We're going to play the clip for you right here, and it's I don't even hate this guy. I cringe to think of being this person. I just thank God every morning I was born to a good, decent, loving family who aren't perfect, but you know, people like this guy are a mile wide, not even an inch deep. And I'm just so thankful that I had a decent upbringing and that I came from loving people. I just cannot imagine being this type of self-propelled demon walking around the surface of the earth. I mean, look, if you want to kill babies, we're going to try to outlaw it and stop it. And if you make excuses and say it isn't human and no, it's your decision and, you know, there's but, you know, it's still a grim thing. I can just say you're wrong and forgive you later if you, you know, admit you were wrong. But to just the ultimate sin is to revel in the destruction of the innocent and to know it's bad and to get off on it. So. We can use people like Joel Stein, though, to illustrate this. So get this article out to everybody. It already scrolled off the main page of Infowars.com. I'm going to ask the guys in there to red link it right now. Paul Watson article up at Infowars.com. Paul Watson and I put this article together. Here is some of the unmitigated evil. Because it's all just done like it's fun. It's fun time. Let's make jokes. Imagine making jokes about, hey, Joel, how about if you made jokes about a beauty pageant of guys, can we pull up piles of dead Jews in concentration camps? Horrible, with their eyeballs eaten out by crows. Have you seen those? There's even color footage of it, color film. Hey, Joel Stein, what would happen if somebody came out and said, let's have a beauty pageant of dead Jews? Oh, boy, the media would get upset about that, but not little babies. See, what if we had a beauty pageant about dead soccer moms? Well, I guess they already do that. See, this is a whole culture of death being sold on us. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Here it is. And then we'll, after we play that clip, we will be able to...
All they do...
Hey, stop right there. Stop right there. Because for hours before the show, we got this queued up and ready. I want to cue it back up to the exact spot, and I want to play this here on air because this is important. Okay? Guys, tell me when you're ready. Again, we'll just sit here until we're ready with this clip. Doesn't matter how long it takes, it's going to air. All I got to do is cue it back up where we had it. God help me. I just don't know what to do anymore. I care a lot because I understand we're going into pure dehumanization, and I just don't understand. I wanted this clip. I asked yesterday morning for people to get this week. A whole day I wanted to play it. I can't even play it now. When you're ready, just tell me, guys, okay?
Weirdos combined. In other words, the freakiest, craziest things you've heard.
Well, are you counting protesters or how?
Sure. Yeah. No. The freakiest, craziest stuff has been which convention? I would think it'd be the DNC, because the DNC is letting the protesters be a little closer, aren't they?
They are, but the Republican or the conservative protesters are all they do is read the Bible. I only do two things. Like the liberal protesters just rant and chant. And I don't know what they're talking about. They don't make any sense at all. But the conservative ones, all they do is read scripture,
right,
and have giant pictures of bloody fetuses.
I actually read that online. They actually
every 4 years, yeah. I get to see
giant posters of dead fetuses.
I've seen so many bloody fetuses that I can literally tell good looking fetuses from ugly fetuses. I wanted to walk around and pick a Miss Fetus.
Dude, you're getting us in trouble.
No, he's doing a great job.
Oh,
yeah, that's great.
What's on tap tonight? Are you gonna? How close will you be for the president's speech?
Well, first of all, honestly, I've been to 9 of these. Democrats logistically cannot run a convention.
No, idiotic.
Good job to the crew getting that. I asked Watson to get it yesterday, and it's in some weird podcast format that's hard to get. And then I just said, hell, put a camera on screen and videotape the damn thing so we can play it. And then it was ready to play and wouldn't. But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's all real funny. And God help us. I mean, we're being taught that human life's worthless, and it's all funny, these people. They're just going to go on and on and on, rubbing our face in it. And I, frankly, have had enough of it. I got some other really horrible news today. People are like, well, don't be so negative. Look, we're not going to turn this around if we don't start recognizing evil when we see it and calling it out. We've gotten where we're at because we're so compliant. It's a type of sick American hospitality where now we ask the government to come in and the bureaucrats and all the scum media and just run our lives and rub our faces in it and dominate us. And I think the one thing this show has given people is the courage to stand up against the thugs and the globalists. But if you don't have courage to stand up against them, you give the world to them. I'm afraid of them winning. I'm afraid of them taking over. So I fight them, not from a position of courage, from a position of survival. I don't even know what to say at this point. We've lost our spirit. We've lost our capacity to even be human because we've let a bunch of dehumanized demons take over and tell us that we should act like them and be like them. They tell us that we should eat GMO. They don't eat GMO. They tell us we should take vaccines. They don't take vaccines. It's on record that the world leaders don't take vaccines. Come out in the news that they don't eat GMO, that they don't drink fluoride water, hydrofluorosilic acid. Don't confuse it with calcium fluoride you actually need some of. They play on your ignorance. They feed off of it. Here's an example. Let's bring Ted Anderson up for the end of this segment, the next one. Head of Lynn LaRouge and a lot more. And I've got some Barton Springs news. We live here in Austin. They're going to shut it down. Never done this before. They're going to shut it down. Just discovered that today. Found that out. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because we've got all these world leaders buying gold right now in the last month. And we said, well, that means if George Soros and all these elites and big banks and universities and the Russian government, the Indian government, the Chinese government, if they're all running into gold, well, they know the QE3 is coming. Ted, tell us what's coming up after the break.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, I'm looking at George Soros' face here and listening to you talk about babies being murdered, and I'm like, I'm getting sick to my stomach. But here's this title right here, is a big headline, Soros dumps stocks and buys $130 million in gold. You know, these guys know what's going on. The QE3 is coming. It's not only is it coming, crying out loud, it's happening right now in Europe. That's what all this is about. It's more like a combination of TARP and QE3 all tied together to make a hybrid. I mean, the price of gold is reflecting it, and this is happening. I mean, if you want to deny it, deny it. But I can tell you right now, we're looking at gold going up again, $35 an ounce. We're at $1,737.80 now. You know, with this kind of momentum, $2,000 gold will seem like history real fast. You know, silver right now is at $33.72. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on in the gold and silver market, Alex.
We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break with Ted Anderson to go over more of this. The elites are buying gold, but they tell you not to. They don't have abortions for their kids, but they tell you to, and you run out and get it because Gloria Steinem says it's cool. I say buy gold. We'll be back. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify by treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who are out there in the news buying gold? The Indian government's buying gold, and they've got their economists telling poor Indians don't buy gold because the globalists obviously want to hoard gold themselves while using paper to try to suppress the price. Why is that, Ted?
Well, because they want to continue to keep us, the common man, in paper. That's the game. You realize that the Federal Reserve System, the banks in Japan, the banks in, you know, all the central banks, they're in the business of creating paper and using and having the people use that paper as money. If the people no longer accept the paper, their game is over. They no longer can profit from it. They no longer can control the masses. I mean, they really need to keep us in paper. That's why they want that. They'll push and they'll try to keep people out of gold. They'll do everything they can to manipulate that. At the same time, you can read the headlines. What are the central banks doing with their own resources? They're putting it into gold. So guess what? They're trying to convince you to stay away from gold and silver. They're telling you why. Like, for instance, I'm looking at a big old picture of George Soros. Looks like he's standing on top of the world. And it says, why buying gold after Paulson and Soros is foolish? Well, Soros is buying the gold because he knows what's going on. He's an insider. He can see it. There's no question about it. We're going to see the value of paper money go down because of the fact that there's so many problems.
Exactly. Here's the bottom line. This is obviously a gold pitch because, again, it's very simple. We are self-financed. We promote what we use, what we believe in. I buy my gold and silver from Midas Resources. In bullion, gold and silver, you can't beat the prices. They are very competitive on numismatics as well. But bottom line, Ted then also helps get the word out. So you vote with your dollars, you get a great deal on gold and silver from somebody who supports liberty. But the issue here is Ted Anderson has been buying gold when it was at 1670 and things, and now he's going to be able to sell you that gold until it runs out, even though it's at, let me hit refresh, 1730 something last time I looked. Yes, it's 1736 right now with the system trying to drive it down. But it's the talk of QE3, the global devaluation, Moody's saying Europe's going to basically go under, the new ECB megabond plan that ends the sovereignty of the nations by bankruptcy. This is all there. That's why I believe, that's why I am in silver and gold. That's why I was completely confident when gold was dropped down some to not sell any of it. Because my gut tells me it's only going up. Now, you know, are Easter Bunny real? Maybe. The point is that I don't get it, you know, as an investment. But it could go down someday. Who knows? Anything's possible. Again, leprechauns could be real. But everything points towards devaluation. So you can call Midas Resources, the parent company of the GCN Radio Network, or I should say sister company. It's only the parent, though it helped fund and create it. They're two tandems, so to be technical, it's not a subsidiary. It's a sister. But the point is, I get caught in minutia, folks. You know I do that. The issue here is Ted's got a big list of gold and silver that is bullion. A lot of it actually collectible at bullion prices. It's the Alex Jones radio specials. You've got to ask about those when you call to get even more competitive rates than what they have at MidasResources.com, which already has very competitive special deals for the Internet. So 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Give Ted Anderson and his great brokers there a call. Tell them you want the Alex Jones specials. They can also tell you about some of the other specials they've got. But we got about 30 seconds left, Ted. 800-686-237. What are some of the best deals you've got right now on gold and silver?
Well, if I have 30 seconds, the $63 for the two silver dollars, the book and the DVD, that is a steal because silver just went up another $2 an ounce. You're getting it for less than cost.
Have to go up on prices with gold up over 50 bucks right now in the last few days? How long until you got to go up on prices?
I only have a little bit of supply left and people are calling, so you can pretty much guess that it's going to end today.
All right.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.